Okay, so
okay.
Carlos is coming here. His voice is still coming.
Yeah.
Angela, I made you a co-host. That way you can accept people too into the room.
All right. Okay.
Peachy's focused on what's happening right now, so
I'm trying to.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carlos.
Hi, good morning.
We cannot see you. We cannot see you.
Yo, Carlos, did you have your coffee yet?
Oh, he's mute.
Yeah. Carlos, did you drink your coffee yet?
No.
Yet. You need to have some coffee, man. Wake up. Hey!
Oh, there.
Oh, you're driving.
I'm in the car. Somebody just called me to go to a meeting right now. So
oh, really?
I'm sorry, I'm just driving.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
How are you guys? Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes, yes.
We appreciate
to be here with you.
So, Carlos, I was talking to Bruce and Angela. I was talking about your project, your nonprofit organization, Unidos do Bem. Oh, Angela, this is Unidos do Bem.
Oh, nice.
Carlos is responsible. He's the founder of this NPO. Do you wanna tell us a little bit about yourself and why did you do this?
Well, I didn't plan to do anything of this. It just happened. I have a catering business in São Paulo in Brazil. And when the lockdown came, we had a lot of parties and we had a lot of events that were hired already. And suddenly we had to go home like everybody in the whole world. And we had a lot of food in the refrigerator. So instead of throwing it out, I called my cook and I said, let's put this thing in a takeaway box. I don't know how to say it in English. And I went to the streets looking for people that were homeless, that were living in the streets, because everything was closed here in Brazil and in every part. And here we have a lot of people that unfortunately live in the streets, and they had nothing to eat or drink. They were hungry and thirsty. So I got what we had in the refrigerator. And the first day we did 50 of these boxes, and I went to the street to give this box to them. The next day we did 80. The next day we did 120. And my idea was to make 100 of these boxes during the pandemia and to help these people.
It's wonderful.
What happened was that suddenly everybody knew about it somehow, because my girlfriend and my two children, they put it in the internet and they started telling people about what I was doing. And a lot of people wanted to help and a lot of people were needing the food. Mm-hmm. So instead of 50 of these boxes, we went to 3,000 of these every day. In like 1 month, we came from 50 to 3,000. And we did this last year, every day from Sunday to Sunday.
Wow.
And it was something very nice. It still is something very nice. But I didn't plan anything like this. It just happened.
Yep, that's great. It's a great story.
Nice job. Yeah, great story. Yes.
Yeah, it's very nice, and we can say that we are helping.
How do you direct the food to these people that are in need?
Well, we're doing this for 15 months already, so now people.
But do you choose places? Do you select? places in the city, or they call you? How does this work?
Well, we did these boxes last year. And as I thought that last year, we were going back to our business. Things were going to come back. The same thing we think it's going to happen this year. So last year, we stopped doing these boxes, and we started to build kitchens inside these places where these homeless people live.
Wow.
So we started putting, building these kitchens, or helping them with ovens, refrigerator, and everything they need to, so that they can do it by themselves. And now we provide all the food they need, rice, beans, meat, whatever. And we give them the food so they can do it by themselves. And the idea is that somehow they're gonna go by themselves. They're not gonna need us anymore. Mm-hmm. And nice. This is the idea. We don't want to continue giving everything.
So you give us, how would we say this, Bruce? We give the supplies, or we give the groceries, and then make the food?
Yes, and we teach them how to do it. And the idea is that they can somehow make some money with this. We want them to somehow make this turn into a business, and at least provide them the what they need. And we still give them all the supplies and everything they need, the food, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is more or less the idea. This is where we're going right now.
So you are doing what we would call your planting kitchens across the Sao Paulo area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
The idea is that they stop asking for food every day, and somehow they can do it by themselves. We hope that someday nobody is going to need us anymore. This is the idea. So
instead of giving them the fish, you're teaching them to fish.
Right. Yeah.
More or less, instead of giving them the fish, we're giving them conditions to fish. Because I don't want to say I'm going to teach them how to fish, because I'm sure they are better fishers than I am. They just don't have conditions to do it.
Uh-huh.
So we're just helping them to fish, giving all the tools they need to fish.
Yes.
But they're much better than I am. So I don't have to teach them. I just have to help them and give the tools. That's the idea.
Well, it's like Peachy and Angela, they are people who understand the kitchen. They understand how to make it function. They know what it needs. So they're good, very good at helping to design the template to implant a kitchen. And so you do one, and then you can do more and more and more. You just need more people to help with some money to get everything started.
Yes. Today, in the beginning, I was very upset with my kids and my girlfriend, because I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing, because I was helping for myself. Today, I want the whole world to know what I'm doing, because I need more and more money. I need more and more tools, more supplies, more food, more whatever, to help more people to walk by themselves. So today is different. I go to wherever they call me, and I talk about it, because I want to help more people to, the way you said, learn how to fish.
If you need, Carlos, I can teach them how to use leftovers. I'm very good at it.
To do what?
No, not to... to use the whole thing, you know. Hi, good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What did you say? I need all the help, but I didn't understand exactly what you said.
I can teach them how to cook. Using
to cook.
The whole, like, let's say, a vegetable. Don't throw away the, you know, the skin.
Angela is also
the seeds.
Yeah, Angela is also, she's a chef, and she has a catering. So she can help with this.
Good. Priscila, is today responsible for all this organization. She's the one that is in touch with all these people. So it's going to be a pleasure if you can help us with recipes and all these things. Get in touch with Priscilla and continue this. We need all the help we can get today. So I sure will. It's going to be a pleasure.
Yeah, especially the leftovers. Yeah, we need that help. We also have a lot of soybean and we need new recipes to do that. Mm-hmm. We say to them that is a vegan meat and everyone loves it. We cannot say that is soy. Oh, this is vegan meat. And oh my God, this is so good. Yeah, vegan meat.
What kind of I didn't understand quite well.
Vegan meat, soybean.
Soybean.
Yeah, yeah. I can teach you how to do that. We need new recipes. So.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
What should be? I'm sorry. I'm receiving meat today.
You're receiving meat?
Yeah. There's a truck here. Yeah.
Every day we receive things. And every day we give thanks. This is our routine today.
Yeah. Yesterday we received 1 ton of carrots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Donation.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
1 ton. Yeah, at least 1 ton per week. It can be carrots, it can be potatoes, it can be whatever. We only know 1 day before. But no one cares. It's food, and they are helped. They are very thankful. So we are helping today like 16, 20 social kitchens with this food. Wow. I have here, so I can show you, but I'm just waiting for the guy to put the meat here. Just a second, and then I'll go over there. So, Carlos, how do you manage to get some donations? How do you make this work?
Well, today I go to meetings. I speak to people the whole day. I answer phones. I talk to people every day. We talk about the project. And whoever is interested, we have Instagram that Priscilla can give you. Type it down after so that you can follow us and see what we're doing, understand our job and help us that everybody can know what we're doing. So this is more what I do every day.
But
usually I do it in Portuguese and my English is not that good anymore, so I'm sorry.
No, it is.
It is very good. It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good.
It used to be better, but I don't see it. Well, I have to say that Priscilla told me about this meeting, and somebody called me this morning, and I have to go into this other meeting now, so I apologize I have to.
Oh, we appreciate.
Yes, we sure do.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
It will be a pleasure if you call me again, and I'm always available. And whenever you want, I'm available to do it again.
Thank you.
Well, okay. We can cook here one day. You can show them how to make some social food.
Everything you guys need, it's going to be a pleasure.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Carlos.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
So, good morning, Walter.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. That is the first time I'm with you in this meeting, this special meeting.
Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
We are talking about food. Yeah, it's about these four meetings that we had It's all about non-profit organizations.
Oh.
Yeah, how to help people, yeah. Or non-government organizations.
Great, great. It is very beautiful. Yeah,
I work at one.
Oh.
When you do the thing. Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
there
Carlos,
are a lot of people. There are a lot of people starving in our country.
Obrigada. Yeah, there's... Tchau, obrigado. Bom dia. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm receiving some food right now.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, I can show you. If you want, give me. Do you want to share the screen? Or if you want,
oh,
I can...
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we can see it. Nice.
Yeah. We have a drive-through as well because of the pandemic. Some of the people doesn't want to touch or to be in contact with another one. So if you want, we can just take the food out of your car. Mm. You don't have to do anything. Yeah, just bring to us. We like that. Okay. So good. I'm going to show you a few things that we have here today. Let me see. This is... Yeah. I have oil, rice, beans, especially rice and beans here. And I'm here at Carlos Buffet. This is very nice. Oh, if you intend to get married, this is the place.
Well, this is the regular buffet, and he's using his buffet for this project.
Yeah, to help others. Yeah, yeah. And this is 1 ton of carrot that I told you about. We received yesterday. And this is soil. This is very good. This is looks like meat. It's very similar. And we receive some water.
Soybeans. Now I get it. It's soy protein.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I know how to work with that. I was married to a vegetarian for 12 years.
Oh, you need to help us. You need to help us.
Yes, I can make a lot of recipes with that.
Yeah, and we also have this, and we have more upstairs, but I'm not going there right now.
Okay, no problem. Wow, guys.
Yeah.
You're doing a beautiful job.
Yeah, Carlos started a very good idea, and now we are helping almost 3,000 per day.
3,000 people?
Yeah, per day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very, it's a lovely story. It's a wonderful project. There is plenty of people here that are also incredible.
Priscila, are you in São Paulo at this moment?
Yes, I'm in São Paulo, in Moema. Where are you?
I'm from Campinas.
Oh, Campinas, it's very close.
Yes.
So in the next drive, I invited you all to be here with me. I think it's going to be 15 next month. It's always at Sundays, and we have food here, of course, for everyone that is helping us. We have a breakfast, we have lunch, a special lunch for everyone that is helping us. So I would love to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you heard?
Yes.
Obviously, I think you have heard about Lancelot. Priest.
Lancelot?
Yes.
No. Lancelot. The story
Padre
about Lancelot.
Padre Lancelot.
No, Lancelot father, no, but I know the story. Guinevere, Lancelot, yeah, that story I know.
No way. No. I think he's not talking
about Lancelot
King Arthur.
He's alive yet.
I know.
He's alive. And he's already.
He's a priest.
Okay. He makes a very good work with the people who live in the streets in São Paulo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are helping. There's plenty of organizations here. I just started as a volunteer here, and I'm working here. So This is, I was living in Espírito Santo and Rio for almost 15 years. I just got back. So I'm starting to get to know São Paulo again.
Okay.
Moema is a nice place. Oh, no, you don't live in Moema. You live in São Judas, but that's nice too.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm I live close to my family, so.
Cool. That's the best part.
Yeah, it's also close to work. It's like 15 minutes. It's very close. So do you help in any kind of nonprofit organizations, Jose?
Oh, yes.
Are you a volunteer?
Every Thursday, I work in my parish, where we receive and distribute food. Yes, food.
Very nice.
To poor families here mm-hmm. in Canton.
Oh, very nice.
Very
this is
nice.
Very good.
Very.
Congratulations.
Yes. We feel very happy when we give foods to a family who goes there to receive the.
Oh, let me show you something that is incredible that we are doing because it is extremely cold, and we are doing this. Can you see?
Is that powdered milk?
Yeah, but this is kind of match, you know? It's a match.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Match.
Yeah. It's okay. Wonderful. So we can give to them.
Isolate the cold, right?
Yeah.
Like isolation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Very nice.
It is. It's very. We need 28 boxes to do that.
28 boxes.
So this is something you give people to sleep on?
Yeah.
Wow.
To isolate the cold.
Uh-huh.
It's wonderful. It's very good. Some of them put like roof. They do it as a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because isolate everything. You can do it. You can put on the floor or you can put on the roof. It's very.
Yesterday in Campinas, we had five degrees.
Oh, really? In São Paulo yesterday, I saw that was less two, minus two.
Minus two.
Oh my God.
Below zero, yeah.
Imagine you sleeping on the streets with that cold.
Yes.
I cannot do that.
That's really sad.
Last week we donate 180 blankets.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, because it's so cold, we're not, we are trying to get donations from blankets because it's too cold.
Priscilla, who gives you the money to help the people?
All kind of people.
All kind of people.
Yeah, we ask every day to everyone.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We are a nonprofit organization for about 1 year. Carlos is doing that for 15 months. But we are a nonprofit organization for about 1 year. Next week, we're gonna have. Oh no! This week we're gonna be 1 year. Of,
1 year. Congratulations.
Yes.
For the work. Yeah, it's very beautiful.
And we have special friends that always help us with food or money.
Yes.
Last month, we received a large donation of money, so we managed to buy a lot of food. It was very good. It was very incredible. Because we have plenty of social kitchens to help.
I think you know about this kind of things, we feel our heart warmed.
What?
We
heart
feel
warmed.
Our heart.
Heart
warmed. Yes, our heart warmed.
Ah, okay. Warm heart.
Yeah.
You can say it's very fulfilling.
Fulfilling.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. Makes you feel good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really want to help now, you know.
Yes.
But if you like helping you guys, yes, I will.
I do. I do. If you want next week, you can be here with us. You can have a lunch and meet everyone.
Okay. I will talk later because next week I'm not going to be in São Paulo, but I'm sure...
We'll be there.
Don't worry. Yes. I'm going to work with you. I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. I'm very excited now.
It's a really inspiring project because I love teaching how to cook. And I like the idea of, you know, having people learning, you know, profession, learning how to help themselves and not just being helped, right?
Oh, we can also start at your kitchen or here about doing some leftovers. It's going to be very nice. This is something that we actually need help.
Yeah, you can make incredible stuff. My grandma used to teach poor people in Santa Catarina. She used to teach poor ladies, you know, how to even make, you know, bife milanesa with the potato, with the banana skin. You can fry, you can deep fry the banana skin. It has all the nutrients as a real piece of beef, you know. So you can do a lot of, I really know how to do that. I'm really excited to help with my knowledge about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited too.
Good. Again. Yes.
This is very good. Thank you, Bruce, for introducing me, Angela.
Yes.
And you, Volker, you can.
If I live in São Paulo, certainly I would help you.
Yeah, but you can come in one Sunday.
Come on, man.
Come on. Be here with us.
We can organize an English Brazil meeting here.
Yes.
In São Paulo.
I can ask Carlos. Yes. We can do it.
Let us wait. Bruce, come back from the United States.
Right, yes.
So when you're going to come back?
I come back on 1 August.
Okay.
I'll be gone for about 10 days.
Priscilla, how many volunteers do you have working with you?
Oh.
A lot of plenty.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
Because we have some associates that they are here every week. But we also have the social kitchens. The social kitchens are our heart. We donate rice beans to them and they make the meals and go to the street.
Oh.
Yeah, so we are helping today like about 20 organizations. Some of them make 40 meals a day. Some of them make 100, 300. Per day. It's very wow. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a lot of help here. It's a blessed place.
Yes, very blessed.
Yeah.
Great.
So tell me about your project. How did you start at your church? Tell me a little bit. About when did it begin and why?
We started in the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we centralized. I'm trying to speak English as well as you.
Centralized.
Okay? Yes, we centralized the donation from the Archdiocese. I don't know how to speak that in English, from the Archdiocese. And in the parish, Nossa Senhora Aparecida, here in Jardim Proença, in Campinas, we start this work, yes? And it was very strong in the beginning of the pandemic. We have a lot of donations, people were went there to help us to clean the foods using alcohol and other products. Yes, before we make the kit of foods to distribute. But unfortunately, with the time, the donations were not enough, and then we are working with a third one or three.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we worked in the beginning. So we today are helping very few people.
So how do you get the donations?
We ask for the people who frequent the parish, yes. And for example, Guarani Sport Club help us, Ponte Preta Sport Club help us, and businessman here in Campinas. We have a businessman who give us in a monthly 25 kits of foods a month for a year.
Very nice.
A year. Yes.
Yeah.
We receive money from the people who frequent our parish. Yes. And every food that our archdiocese receives, those food come to us, yes, for us to organize the distribution of the foods. And that's nice. And that's it.
We have we also love motorcycle clubs. They usually help a lot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him if he's advertising. Do you put in social media like Facebook or Instagram? Do you have a page for the charity?
Yes. We have Facebook. Yes. We have Facebook. We have a WhatsApp group. Yes. And we have a Twitter. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
So you have to put the youngsters, the young guys to advertise, yeah. You know, because they're always in the cell phone, you know, put them to work.
Yes.
Yes. So as you were saying, we too are receiving less donation than when we started. I think it's normal. Because the life kept or keep going normally. So that I think it is a normal, it's normal flow. I don't know, but we're trying different ways to ask or to manage to get this donation. So we are asking the buildings close to here. Oh, do you want to help us? And we put a box there. And we are, this is our organization. We print some sayings and we put there and we are receiving a few donations. It's working.
Yeah,
it's beginning to work. Yes. Yeah, it's beginning to work. Yeah, because no one is going to bring here just one oil. But at the
exactly.
building, they can do that.
It has to be easy for the people that want to donate. Yeah. Because unfortunately, you know, not everybody wants to make an effort to go and
almost
help. So they just want to drop something. And box is a yeah. good idea, yes.
Yeah, sometimes we go at supermarket and ask for food. Oh, do you want to help us? We need your help.
They do here in the place that I go, that I buy. It's a warehouse where you buy, you know, stuff in bulk, you know, in large quantity. Mm-hmm. So there's this group in the checkbox, the checkers,
yeah.
I think. And they ask, can you buy a 5 kilo rice package, or can you buy me some beans? And then they put all together so you see who is going to the name of the charity.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Right. We did that last Saturday.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
do you want to help us? Yeah, do you want to help us? Someone, but do you want to help us again?
Keep pushing until they do.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to give us anything. Oh, Bruce. Oh, yeah. Food for thought. Okay.
Nice.
That's our logo, food for thought.
Yes. Right.
And we're going to talk about food, right? Mm-hmm.
So Fabio was going to join us a second ago, but he didn't come through for some reason. But I just want to let you guys know we need to end for today. And I appreciate your coming out and talking and sharing with us today. So we look forward to next week.
Okay.
All right.
So do I.
Great.
It was good. Very good. Nice to have you here, Paul Ted, Angela. It was very good.
Nice talking to all of you. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, guys.